You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Thanks for hanging out with your boys where it's now daylight saving time again.
Oh, I'm so thrown off.
Yeah, I always laugh when people say that.
Come on. Like, oh, my world has been turned upside down.
You know, what if just one night you stayed up an hour later?
It's the same thing, right?
So, I didn't know this. If I did, I'd forgotten all about it, that our federal government, about 50 years ago, almost 50 years ago, tried doing a permanent daylight saving time for about, what they say here, 16 months. But people were upset and worried about their kids having to go to school in the dark.
Did they not have lights? Street lights? Was that an issue?
Exactly.
Headlights?
I was talking with Gretchen about this, too. I was talking about, I do remember as a kid people complaining, oh, our poor children are out at the bus stop in the dark. And I asked her, I said, what do you think the percentage of kids who rode the bus back then is compared to today? Because today, what I see are mile-long lines of cars in the carpool lanes.
It's the hug-and-go lane. Yeah, the hug-and-go lane.
Yeah, and I don't know if, because that wasn't a thing when I was a child. You never saw parents driving their kids to school. I mean, pretty rarely. And it was either walking, riding your bike, or the bus. And so I don't know if all these years later, I'm not saying no kids ride the bus before you send an email.
Yeah.
I'm saying I think the percentage is way down, and is it worth what we're sacrificing just for that?
Right. Probably not. I mean, I get the parents' concern of a bunch of kids standing out in the dark, essentially. I mean, I get that. But I don't know.
But really?
It's so nice when it's like this now, you know, where it stays, you know, lighter later into the day, and it just feels good, you know? I mean, my kids were out until the streetlights came on last night because they had that extra hour outside last night to play and be out there with their friends and stuff, and it's the best feeling. Now, it does suck for our particular job, because on, you know, on weeknights when you are trying to go to bed and get everyone in bed because you get up at the butt crack of dawn and you're essentially trying to shove your kids to bed when it's still light outside and there's kids playing. Yeah. That is difficult, but that's a, you know, an extreme circumstance for our personal schedule. But man, it's just, it's nice, isn't it?
They surveyed thousands and thousands of people just a few months ago, and there was only one in four that want to keep doing this the way we're doing it. So three out of four people either want to stop this twice a year clock changing thing, or of course the group that has no opinion. Here's what I know. I am a few months out of the year, five time zones apart from my son who lives out in Hawaii, and now I'm six because Hawaii does not do the change. Mm-hmm. They just stay on the one time, and what I guess Arizona does that too.
Seems to be working for them, right?
But they say that something like 28 states at least have legislation that is pending to try to make daylight saving time permanent. But the thing is, we still need, you know, the big guns in Washington, D.C. to give their blessing to everything.
Right now, Colorado has Senate Bill 135, if I'm reading this correctly, would allow the state to do away with the annual ritual known as Daylight Savings Time, and then put it into the voters' hands November 8th during the general election. If approved, Colorado would revert to year-long Mountain Standard Time in 2023. So it is a thing right now.
Well, I don't want that.
Why?
Because I want year-round daylight saving time. We just talked about how we like it so that it's lighter later. Colorado's legislation is to keep us an hour earlier.
Is that what year-long Mountain Standard Time is?
Yeah, because we're on daylight saving time now, and you go back to standard time in the fall.
Well, then that's crap.
It is crap, so we need to vote against this, if I'm reading it correctly.
Again, I'm skimming this, so I don't know.
I want to know.
Look up Senate Bill 135 if you all are curious today.
I want to spring forward and then lock it in.
And then leave it. Okay. Huh. I don't like it if they're doing it the other way.
Suddenly.
Oh, suddenly Arizona's looking pretty good.